This is a dictation for Alexandra Wiedlow, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A, last name Wiedlow, W-E-D-L-O-W, date of birth 2/23/1972, date of accident 5/5/2021, date of service 1/20/2021. Chief complaints, patient is suffering from severe pain in the lower back and left knee and left shoulder. History of automobile accident. Patient reports that allegedly she was involved in an automobile accident on May 5th, 2021. And she was traveling as a driver in a Saturn car, 2006 model, at around 1 p.m. Accident occurred at 6 Mile and Greenfield in West Detroit. She was traveling northbound Greenfield at around 6 Mile intersection, almost at the light, when a tow truck was coming out of a street drive, which hit her on the driver's side at 25 miles an hour or so. It was a AAA towing truck. She was restrained and the airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. And the police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene, and she was not taken to the hospital. She did file a police complaint. On impact, the patient reports that no one died, but her car was totaled due to the impact with the tow truck. And damage was to the driver's side front end, major damage. And in the impact, patient hit her head to the right side of the neck. She hit her head to the right, and then there was a neck whiplash. Left shoulder hit into the door, left knee hit into the door, and left hip to the side of the door. Patient denied any headache or any symptom of TBI, no symptom of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, vision problem, memory problem, balance problems, none of them. No confusion, disorientation, nausea, vomiting, or incontinence. Patient reports that on the day of accident, she did go to the Henry Ford Hospital urgent care, and the X-ray was done. She went there by a cab, and no CT scan was done. She is suffering from pain in the lower back to the tune of 8, with radiation to the left front thigh is a numbness, tingling off and on. Pain in the left shoulder is around 7, and pain in the left knee is around 9. She can walk up to 20 minutes. She can sit and stand for 20 minutes, and sleep is for 5 to 6 hours. All of these pains are affecting her ADLs to the tune of 8. Pain level is between 6 to 8, and is described to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, sharp, cramping, gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, punishing, cruel, aching, and tender. The pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, and improved by lying down and medicine. She also reports that her finger on the right hand, second, third, and fourth finger are numb, but rest of the arm is not. So far, she has only X-rays and MRIs, which are available at the time of visit. The patient reports that she has dropped dinner plates and phone out of the right hand and also to the left hand. There is obvious muscle weakness and numbness in the middle of the right, second, third, fourth finger. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. The patient denies any cerebral anesthesia or any anxiety, depression, panic. She denies any lightheadedness, weakness, or incontinence of bowel or urine. And there is no suicidal thought or homicidal thought. No anxiety problem, depression problem, self-worth problem, mood problem are reported. And in ADLs, patient reports that eating things, upper hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, and writing and dialing a phone is affected 10. And scanning and is affected 9. Walking and ability to lift dinner plates are affected. Eight. In the past treatment, patient reports that she has had been seen to see spine clinic by her attorney. She was sent there, and she has only one visit there on 19th of January, and she has seen Dr. Grace Patterson for 5 years as a personal pain doctor at Priority Physical Therapy. She has been there for the last 2 months, sorry, 5 months, and she feels 50% better. And she has had a couple injections to the shoulder, lower back, no injections have been done, only medications, biofeedback, tense unit, physical therapy, massage. And she already has a back brace, knee brace, and tense unit. System review is completely negative. Surgical history, none. Allergy is none. Family history, mother died of heart attacks. Father died of heart attack, ARF. And sibling, sister, older sister has a MI and a COVID. And she died. Five brothers, they're okay. Relationship status, patient is single, lives alone. And employment status, patient is employed part-time. And employment status, patient is employed part-time. She, before the accident, she was packing parts for new cars for hauling work company. Disability, the patient is on disability from federal government attorney, Mr. Eric Stempson. Personal history, patient does not smoke or drink, but uses marijuana for pain relief. The physical examination, the vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 143 over 108, pulse is 57, respiratory rate is 18, temperature is 96.9, height 5'6", weight 223, and pulse ox is 99. 49-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no signs of jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and good build, well-nourished, and does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases. The patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive device. The rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological examination, and gait is normal. Musculature examination is normal, negative. Please use the template. And then musculoskeletal examination shows the following. Inspection palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness, none. Parietal muscle spasm, none. And the hypertonicity, none. Cranial motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion 50, extension 70, 75, bilateral side flexion 45, and the bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign was negative, Lerman test is negative, and distraction test negative, Soto heart test is negative, thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative, and lumbar spine, Burgency Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Beda test negative, CAT test negative, Davinsky negative. Sacroiliac joint, right sacroiliac joint possibly is mildly tender. Standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test is negative. And flow test on the right is positive. And Gosman test on the right is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities, except for the left knee and the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be normal. with the warm to touch, well perfused, without any tenderness, pedal edema, or any contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm, varicose veins, and then range of motion of all other joint except left shoulder and left knee is normal. Quick test is negative, no less than this test is negative. It is normal. Patient is not using a cane or adaptive devices. The examination of the left shoulder. On inspection, the shoulder is appearing normally, normal contour with no dislocation or any positive finding. On palpation, there are no tender points and no spasm and no clicking or popping noise. Range of motion of the left shoulder is limited to 140 degrees of abduction maximum, after which there is some pain in the general rotator cuff and anterior, posterior, and lateral, also in the deltoid. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted. Hawken Channel tests were found positive, while MTBSN test, NEA test, speed test are found positive. Anterior posterior apprehension was positive. Drop-on test was negative. Examination of the right wrist and elbow shows positive thinner sign, positive silent sign. Carpotunnel compression test was positive. Other than that, on inspection and palpation, there is no abnormality in the wrist examination, finger examination, normal circulation, and no atrophy or thinner prominence is noticed. There is no muscle weakness, and normal reflexes, grip, and motor power is observed. The left knee examination reveals that on inspection, the knee is completely normally appearing with no scar, erythema, effusion. And on palpation, there is tenderness in the peripatellar region and with some swelling, but no crepitus, grinding noise or popping noise are fine. And range of motion is completely normal to 135 degrees of flexion. Palatal ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4/5. Whether for a subnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign assignment is negative. Petalar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis? V8 9.2 XXT 110 E66.9 CNS G44.329 Upper extremity, left shoulder M25.512 M75.550 M75.30 S43.432D. Right hand G56.01. The left knee in the lower extremity M25.562 and M23.205. M23.202. Numbers fine. M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1. The right sacroiliitis, and M54.17, and S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Alexander Wiedler is from the template. The treatment plan for Alexander Wiedler is as follows. The patient is already undergoing some physical therapy at her choice place, which can continue. She already has done a physical therapy for around 5 months, and it is helping her. I recommend chiropractic treatment as well as acupuncture to be added. In medication wise, no medications are provided to her right now. And no narcotic and no non-narcotic, none of them are provided. This is it. The patient will be seen next week and will be reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI is as follows. A patient brought Northland radiology report dated 5/10/2021, just after the accident, and they're as follows. MRI of the left knee shows mild fraying of the free edges of body of medial meniscus and laxity of the distal fibers of anterior cruciate ligament and bone marrow along the medial facet of the patella with overlying chondromalacia. MRI of the left shoulder shows advanced glenohumeral arthrosis with subarticular cystic changes along the medial aspects of the humeral head and glenoid fossa, fraying the posterior superior glenoid ligament, thinning of the distal anterior supraspinatus tendon, and small glenohumeral joint effusion with synovitis, mild degenerative changes AC joint, sinus synovitis, long head of the biceps. MRI of the brain was negative. MRI of the brain is negative. MRI of the thoracic spine shows a bulging disc at T6 and T7. MRI of the lumbar disc shows a bulging disc of L4, L5 with a mild left neural foramen narrowing. The patient has been informed about these findings in great detail. Options have been discussed. Interventional pain procedures. The patient may benefit from the following. She may benefit from injection to the various areas of the shoulder and the left and the knee as prescribed by the MRI. She will benefit from thoracic and lumbar epidural steroid injections to help with the disc issues. Right sacroiliac joint injection will also help her. Patient will be scheduled for these procedures, and we'll go from there. So far, she is stable. Surgical options are not being considered right now. Neuropsych evaluation is not required. Attended care case was not required. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations. I'm ordering a MRI of the cervical spine since the patient mentioned some pain in the neck. It will take a day along with numbness, steaming of the right hand. And we'll see how it goes. Since she has a finding in the thoracic and lumbar region, maybe it's better to do DME. The patient already has a back brace, neck brace, knee brace, tense unit, which she can use. Education is yes, weight loss program not required. Maybe she can use 15, 20 pounds to help disabled in the area of work, house work and transportation. And follow visit will be in 10 days and direct contact is here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.